Did the election change anything? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The appearance of those pickup trucks at the Higher Education Ministry in Baghdad reminds us it's going to take more than a change in the congressional leadership to fix Iraq. What the election has done is intensify pressure on the Iraqi leadership, sort of a revised Pottery Barn rule. We break it, you fix it. The headline that jumped out today was this one. U.S. Mideast commander wants timetable from Iraq prime minister. Timetable. Where have we heard that word before?
The temptation is to try to get the president or somebody to put a timetable on the definition of getting the job done. We're just going to stay the course.
Yes, well, timetables are good now, and General John Abizaid magically appeared in Iraq Monday to ask Prime Minister Maliki for a firm timetable on taking full control of the country, which is music to newly empowered Democrats. In fact, Senator Carl Levin, incoming head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has called for some troops to come home immediately, which signals the real change that is going on here. Up until now, Iraq has been entirely the president's responsibility. Congress gave him everything he wanted. Not $1 nor one troop was denied. But come January, if the new Democratic majority asserts itself as they appear ready to do, the Pottery Barn rule applies to them too. And if you wonder, well, how could they re-break what's already broken? The president has taken the precaution of carefully setting the stage for that debate.
If we give up the fight in the streets of Baghdad, we will face the terrorists in the streets of our own cities.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.